to a quiet word, and then that word grew louder and louder till it was a battle cry. I'll come back when you call me. No need to say goodbye. Just because everything's changing doesn't mean it's never been this way before. All you can do is try to know who your friends are as you head off to the war. Pick a star on the dark horizon and follow the light. You'll come back when it's over. No need to say goodbye. You'll come back when it's over. No need to say you have to forget. Let your memories grow stronger and stronger till they're before your eyes. You'll come back when they call you. No need to say goodbye. You'll come back when they call. To say goodbye.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. That's WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. We got a jam-packed studio here today due to Veterans Day. Here, I'll turn it on so they can see it. You can say that again. It's on now. We got a bunch of people here, and we're going to have a crazy show. We got more people coming in the door, and I hope your Veterans Day is going great. Happy Tuesday, and we're going to play some songs, and then we're going to talk, and that's like what we're going to do. Okay, great.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college, and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I felt like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and I've been doubtful of all. Essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom.
go outside. Well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego. She'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. 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 Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Okay, here we are. We are back. We are on air, and you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford.
You're gonna have to lean in here.
Tufts Freeform Radio. It's hot in here.
It's hot.
Update. Because all of us are kind of wearing like.
She's gonna,
I think every single person is like
it's freezing outside. That's the thing.
But we're all doing the like layer thing.
Yes,
where it's
we
like
are.
I have a shirt underneath this sweater.
Okay, I don't.
It's like a whole. Okay.
Well, right, you didn't get the memo.
Never mind.
Good morning, Medford.
Who are you?
I'm Angelica, reoccurring guest. I was here quite a while ago, probably in the winter. Yeah. You guys remember.
We have three. We have three very loyal listeners.
It's true.
So they
listen
to every show.
It's awesome. It's me, Nev.
They know. And then who are you? What's your name? You got to say it up here. Here, can you say it here? No? All right.
We also have another
back.
Guest.
Come say your name.
Not shy at all. New haircut.
New haircut.
Looks great.
You got a haircut. Did your mom do your haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, it really was Salon Molly. Okay.
I thought it was just the hairstyle, the braids. Here, yeah. I'll update you on what's going on in Medford in the children's hair deal.
Uh-huh.
There was one lady in, I forget what it's called, like Salem Street. There's like one lady who cut everybody's hair in all of Medford,
mm-hmm.
like every kid's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because we would be like, oh, who do you go? And they're like, we go to the one lady. And it was great. And it's like $20 cash.
Nice.
You're getting the haircut. And she did like an awesome job.
Yeah. And she knew how to work with kids.
She knew how to work with kids. Great. She was like an older woman. And then essentially disappears off the face of the earth. Like, charitably, literally just vanishes.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Honestly, well, good for her. I hope she just, like, went to Florida.
Hopefully she is, like, just retired and all
hopefully
that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But, like, mm-hmm. and then so everybody's scrambling, and it's, like, we're all calling these places that are regular haircut places, and we're like, can you cut kids' hair? And they're like, I don't know, we can try. And then, anyway, then that's what happens. We're, like, trying to find the other places, and Molly has been...
What?
I don't know the difference between a good haircut
goodness.
And a bad haircut. Let's say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to kids.
Yeah, really.
And then Molly has been disappointed with all the places we've taken them since.
Mm.
And then she's like, maybe I could just do it myself.
Mm.
And does the classic, like, I'm going to watch a few videos.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. And then here we are.
That's the way to go.
Scary.
Which I think, honestly, though, like for them.
She texted you that.
You guys
That's
look great.
Scary.
You guys look great. Your hair's kind of a mess.
No, looks great.
Yeah.
What is Dad talking about?
I know. And Angelica, you typically would be doing something right now.
Yes.
What would that be?
Further.
Okay. Can't. Oh, I'm just making it between the three.
No school today for the kids and the teachers.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a teaching assistant at a school, and you know,
at
Veterans Day.
That's what I'm talking
Shout
about.
Shout out to the veterans. Thanks for all you do.
That's right.
Hope you're having a good day today. If you're listening.
Shout out my brother and my brother-in-law.
Woo! Shout out.
Anything special for Cole today?
No, Cole doesn't. See, here, they don't.
the funny thing is with a lot of veterans is they're like, nah, don't.
They're humble.
Pretend
they're
like I'm not a veteran. Like, if I texted my brother-in-law right now and said Happy Veterans Day, he would ignore me.
Would you?
And
what
he
if
will.
You did, what
I
if
will
you did,
do
like,
that later.
A big text, you're like crying. Like, it's like, I just can't. Well, I was just thinking about everything you've done. And I just am so, like,
somebody,
so proud of
one
you.
One of our family members posted on Facebook and tagged them
there
this
is.
Morning and was like, I'm particularly proud of these folks in my life. And I know Cole is going to, like, delete it. He's gonna report it, probably.
That is true. Actually, everybody I knew that's like a veteran, or like I knew some people in college that were in ROTC and all that kind of stuff, which I guess they became.
Yeah, it's especially active. If you haven't been deployed, I think you feel a little bit less like don't
yeah,
congratulate
good
me.
Yeah, good
even
point.
Though you know obviously what they're doing is you know, service to the country, but I do know that a lot of veterans would be like, no, don't.
Careful.
That's
it's
true.
Different. It's different.
There was this one guy, Sam. I used
this
to work with a guy named Sam Spotnick at the plant in Texas, and he was in the National Guard, and like that's technically the military, and he was always like, I feel terrible because I actually feel like I'm cheating the system. Basically, he would get every like couple of months, they would call him and they're like, hey, we need to do like a training,
right? Yeah,
in wherever. And he would be like, I got to go to College Station. Like, work had to let him go. And he's like, half the time we're just, like, hanging out in, like, a hotel room. And, like, we got to do these, like, training on whatever, like, system or something. But it's, like, it basically is, like, a free vacation every, like, couple of months. So, like, I'm not gonna be out here doing Veterans Day.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I would say my brother and brother-in-law were part of the Army and the Marines. And Cole was, like, a nurse in the Army. So he was really
that.
Out. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's like, he like did deliveries.
He does not put out, I was a nurse in the Army vibes.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's like, he's got it all. He's got it all going on.
He puts out like, I like saw some stuff and I like, never
did.
Want to talk about
but
it.
But he
well,
did
yeah,
see
I mean,
some
but
stuff.
Like nursing stuff. Not
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I mean, he did a bunch of things, but because he was in it since 18 and then left at like 25. So he was in it for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. There we
it
go.
It was a while.
Okay. We got...
Who's calling in?
Big time deep cut.
Who?
Dude, friend of the show. And
who do we shout out?
Friend in real life, Tara.
Shout out, Tara.
Okay. Big time. This is great, Tara.
Tara, call in. You have any questions for us?
Yeah.
Actually, can you call in here?
You can't.
Sorry, Tara, you can't call in.
Tara, I'll send a picture of the haircut. Big time.
What about
Tara is one of those like original knows not Molly Rubright but Molly Flanagan. All right, like that's we're talking way back. We were in. They used to make you take this class. Does Leslie do this where they make you take a class that's like Welcome to Leslie?
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah,
the
like
first
year.
Class.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so that was we were in GT 1000 together.
Uh-huh.
That was the and so it's literally just like I think we took personality tests.
I actually did know that.
Like it really wasn't. It was a real waste of time. Like, but also met Tara and then we were involved in the
that's
Musicians Network,
name.
Which was the greatest club there ever was and still exists.
Old, cool.
Got an update text, as does happen here. Crying, laughing, crying.
Lily looks like she's going to fall asleep over there.
Lily, wake up.
Lily, you are mostly, I'm gonna get a sound out of you. No? Yeah. usually Lily's the most animated one, you know, but
do
you're
do you
like,
have anything to say
she's
for the
tired.
Radio?
Yeah.
No, I can't talk because you got your tongue so much.
Oh!
Jeez. Okay, what sort of stuff do you want to talk about, Jenny?
Roasted.
We were talking about something important.
Yeah, Veterans Day.
Veterans. So tell us.
How's school?
Jenny. Yeah, how's school?
Good.
Kindergarten's treating
well? Yeah, I'm from my
house. What's your favorite thing that you do in kindergarten?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Classic child right here.
Do you like learning math? Do you like reading?
Yes.
Do you like writing?
Do you like ECRI?
Do you like art?
You like recess?
What's ECRI?
Do you guys know what ECRI is?
No.
What's ECRI? Tell them what ECRI is. Or Nexus? What's the other one? Nexus? Tell them what Nexus is.
What is it?
It's college prep.
Oh, stop!
It's like how to write a good college essay. That's what it is. No, it's the emotional, it's like the emotional.
Oh, social emotional learning?
Yeah.
SEL, we call it.
Oh, SEL. That's what Nexus is. I think that's the name of, like, the program.
The curriculum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So, there's
Nexus
a lot of,
Nexus sounds
like,
really dystopian.
It does. Like, it's
Lexus,
like we're in
like the car company.
Lexus.
Yeah.
It sounds like, and it is like, it's like on a computer, right, Jenny? Like you like have to select your emotions.
No.
Like a list. Oh. What do you do?
No.
What do you?
Yeah, tell us about
social. You explained
emotions.
It to me.
Okay.
And I clearly was listening.
But you don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Okay, don't worry. If anything,
you're
Jenny, that's keeping you cooler. Okay, that you just yeah.
Got a man overboard.
Okay, what is Nexus?
It's a place where you learn about your feelings.
Oh,
that's important.
Okay,
that's really nice.
And you call and we first watch a video, and then we watch a story, and then we color a picture.
There it is.
And then we do a movement break, and then Mr. Orville comes, and then we're done.
Wow, sounds fun. You like it?
Yes.
Nice.
That movement break, that's a real invention, you know?
What?
Back in our day.
What is your teacher?
We never really did. All right, we got a side conversation going.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. That's right. You keep going. We're just.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Wow.
Back in my day, I couldn't sit still, and it would have been nice to have a movement break. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair.
Sometimes that's, I think, probably a thing that the millennials will probably start doing as we get older is complain that the education system failed us. And I think that's when, like, we judge next generations is because we're jealous.
Your daughter's hungry, sir.
Yeah, I know about your hunger.
Did you feed her breakfast?
I did. And what happened?
Did you eat your breakfast,
What happened, Jenny?
Did you eat your breakfast?
It was what was for breakfast?
Cheerios.
You don't like Cheerios? You used to love Cheerios.
No. Wait, what kind of Cheerios were they?
Were
this is not... I'm not serving them like the just plain Cheerios.
Really,
like, this
Cheerios.
Is some sort of, like, you
pink
know,
Cheerios.
Monastery.
Pink Cheerios.
We had pink Cheerios.
Like
the pink
Why
Cheerios.
Like your pink Cheerios?
I had the ones that you left
different.
On the table, and they were so good.
Because they're different. She doesn't like them because they're different.
Wow.
That's
Lily,
fair.
Did you
Tough
eat your
take.
Pink
That's fair.
Ginny.
Well, they're different from what she's used
Lily
to.
Ate, you had a decent. You didn't eat them all, but you had a good.
Good job.
You don't
Lily.
Ever. Yeah, you did a great
hey,
job.
It's okay.
Look at the leg cross.
I think what happened is that Ginny thought
is.
We were going to Lindell's. That's what we did last week.
Yeah.
Because as listeners of the show know. Children are now just a part of the show, you know, that's we've sort of abstained from Tuesday school here in Medford, and
what'd you
yeah.
do?
So she got real disappointed when we just parked
yeah.
at the radio.
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
Which I understand, but here's the thing, girls.
Maybe Lindell's after?
Well, we're going to go to probably Life Alive after.
Nice.
Because we also have a doctor's, we have our physical.
Somerville and Esfond.
Oh, you got to cover that. Hey, you got to cover that.
And Old Davis.
In Old Davis, which I don't know is going to be busy or not. I don't know. It's probably going to be.
Okay, let's go, guys.
You want to go?
I'm inviting myself to this.
If you want to go.
Are you coming?
No.
I'm
Where are
you hungry.
Going? I got to go.
You got to go congratulate the veterans?
Yeah.
You got to go
I'm
write that
hungry.
Facebook post. You got to go write some
no,
versions.
No, this is not a joking matter.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Veterans Day is not a joking
no,
matter.
No, you have to go keep our boss's dog alive
Correct.
While he's on an airplane.
Oh.
That's what I have to do, yes.
Yeah.
The dog is at my house, and I'm
the dog.
Incredibly anxious.
How has it been?
Did the dog scare the mice away?
Actually, though, this is great. Since, like, we went to Rhode Island for the weekend,
uh-huh.
and when we came back, we haven't seen any droppings.
Knock on wood, knock on wood. It's
okay.
the dog.
Not a single evidence.
Well, the dog didn't
No,
stay.
The dog wasn't there
oh,
over
wait.
The weekend.
Oh,
no.
The dog's not there now.
But on Thursday, we had somebody come fill holes.
Oh,
the holes, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
So I think coming back, now that we're back... Fingers
Knock
crossed.
On wood.
Did I ever tell you our...
Hey, mice, keep out of Nev's
yeah,
apartment.
Yeah, yeah, tell him.
Hey,
tell him, Angelica.
Hey,
don't go in there.
How has the dog been? We know our boss does not listen to the show, so you can say whatever you want. How
the
has
dog
the boss...
has been fine. Juan has absolutely fallen in love and gotten
oh,
so
geez.
Attached.
Yeah, we knew this would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a sentimental guy.
This was
oh.
absolutely
this.
To be expected.
Yeah.
The dog's really cute, very snuggly, like a very snuggly dog, loves to just cuddle, which is honestly nice.
but also is young, 11 months.
Oh,
and
wow.
So also just like very puppy energy. Mm. Like get sometimes all of a sudden will just like freak out over nothing. Mm. Can't really be around other dogs. Mm. So walks are tough.
Yeah.
Mm. And I've just been really concerned it's suffocating under the covers at night. That's like my number one. So I really haven't been sleeping.
That's good.
It's like that's I've been so thing. Concerned that this puppy is like suffocating. So
it likes to go under the covers.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So all in all, good. But again, I'm pretty anxious about leaving him alone right
Should
now.
Should have brought the dog to the radio.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea.
You just get that dog in those radio. There's that dog painted right there. It's a creepy looking dog.
Right here.
Drawn on the
salty
on
greyhound. The,
yeah, salty greyhound.
Oh.
There's another one up there too. Dog with a wing as a tail. Probably looking at some of this stuff in here, Lily. Well, hey, that's great. And it's great mouse-wise. The holes thing, yeah. People forget that that actually is maybe the biggest thing. I don't know if I ever told you this, Angelica. I interned at a college ministry after college.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was called CCF. Shout out, still there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was interning there, we started getting like some rat activity, mouse activity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what did Nate do?
Well... So this is like a big house. This was 16 people lived upstairs, and then it was like a big area in the bottom.
Wow.
Tara, who is listening, knows the building I'm talking about.
What's going on here?
Big operation. So what's going on? It's like, and we had like a big kitchen there, and we were doing all kinds of food stuff. So it was like a problem that this was happening. So they call like the exterminator. He comes in, and he's like, "You got holes and everything. I'm going to be putting up holes and everything. And as soon as I do that, you're going to start seeing them." Because now that they can't, like, crawl through the walls and take their normal routes, you're going to start seeing them, and then we're going to have the traps out, and then that's, like, we're going to get them with the traps.
Mm.
Okay? But here's the thing. You got yourselves. This isn't just a couple of mice. This is, like, an infestation. And I'm there. I'm, like, the person he's talking to for some reason. And he goes... And I was like, well, what is an infestation?
Really?
And he's like, it's anywhere from 20 to 50 rats.
Wow, gross. That's crazy.
And, rats are tough.
And I was like, that's crazy that number one, that's like a designated category.
Yeah, like
but then also, so I go to the meeting of like all of us, everybody who's like the residents who are living at the house. And I'm like, all right, guys, we got like...
Tough news.
Nobody wants to hear this, but I got to tell you, 20 to 50 rats.
Gross.
And then I was like, all right, but here's the thing. We like did the holes... We're going to, like, put the things out. Let's just, like, tackle it. Let's move forward. Like, you know, don't worry so much about it. And then my friend Randy literally just goes, hey, is it cool if I tweet the phrase 20 to 50 rats right now?
It was more.
So, no, I mean, he's just, like, I'm just going to start talking about how there's, like, rats everywhere at CCF. So it's, like, I don't know. It's one of those things that, yeah.
Sorry, she's really hungry.
Okay, can you... I really hate to say this. I don't have anything. I have your water bottle in my backpack. Do you want to
Dad's
drink some
unprepared.
Water?
No.
No, this is that classic dad
I'm
where
hungry.
I'm just like...
You gotta bring I'm not snacks. Thirsty.
Okay, we are...
She's hungry, not thirsty, Nate.
Here's the deal. In probably like 10 minutes, you can take your eye patch off. And then probably like 10 more minutes after that, we're going to go to Life Live. Okay?
I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Don't worry. Your life today is going to be pretty great.
She doesn't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, what are you talking about, Dad?
Getting to stay
are you
home.
To the show?
This what is show? The show. We're at it. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Lily, you made it on air. I now have video recording or audio recording of your voice.
So funny. She's like, yeah. Make it on the show. Let's take a group selfie, guys.
All right.
Here we go.
This is great content.
This is great content.
Let's take a selfie.
Let's just like take, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do you listen to podcasts and then like when you're like listening to a podcast and somebody's like, let's look that up on the internet and then there's just like silence and you're like, this is bad. This is bad.
All right, we're ready.
Music.
We're
okay.
ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
No, this thing's in the way.
Here, we'll scoot around. Oh, hey. Actually, yeah, we can get everybody in here.
Yay. I'm just trying to keep making
great.
Noises.
That's
Some
great.
People are, you know,
look at Lily. Great.
Look at Lily. Lily, who is this?
Lily's comfy, cozy.
Lainey.
That's a nice name. Why would you come up with that one?
It had a tag that
said that's birth name.
Birth yeah. name.
Wait, so, what? Whoa. Is that
yes?
what people say?
No.
Birth name?
Like, if your stuffed animal has a name
that.
On the tag, people call
I
it.
I don't think that's
no.
like a thing.
You both said it, though, without previously conversing.
Maybe we did. How do you know?
I don't know.
We talked about it. We've talked about our opinions on birth names before.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? God-given name?
I don't know. Well, it's just like the tag name. And then a lot of times what happens is they just rename them whatever
they
want.
You have a listener over there?
Which is great. No.
No listeners. Sorry.
Everyone who's listening to the show has already texted us. All right? Okay. So don't. That's usually what happens.
Nate. Who else? Has texted other than Tara.
Oh, no, just one. Tara, that's it, is the one.
How about Anton?
Anton's probably listening, but doesn't want to give us the satisfaction.
Anton, are you listening?
Yeah.
This is somebody.
Or Bex. Bex listens.
Bex.
Bex, if, actually, here's the thing. If Bex was listening,
they would be texting.
We would have 100 texts. Hey, you know who I was talking to who's in Japan? Julian.
How's he doing in Japan?
He's doing pretty well. I'm trying to explain to him all the government shutdown SNAP stuff, which is probably why he isn't making a ton of progress on some of his like food stuff that he's trying to do.
Can I see?
In Japan, though?
No.
You can go over there. No.
It's no, because
he's trying to like set up research for the end of the year. And also, hey, shout out to Lesley University, where we're going to try to do a big food event in the dining hall.
I just showed what? You.
We're going to like do, you know how we do, what's it called? Thanksmas, like when we like made food for Thanksmas. I'm going to try to do that at Lesley. And then, like, we cook for, like, more partner organizations.
I just showed you.
Like, Lily is involved in,
There he is.
I forget the name. I forget the name of what she's involved in.
Look. You see?
Crochet.
You see?
No. The like where she does her counseling, like the refugee place.
Got it.
But that's like to do community cooks for them.
Can I speak Spanish?
But then like we could do like a big event where we like package sandwiches. But we do it like.
How do you do it?
Like we package food and package sandwiches.
How do I do that? What's just my that? Brain, you know.
Well, I don't know. I gotta talk to my boy Tim tomorrow, and we're gonna figure it all out.
Nice.
What you said? You say.
So anyway, there's that.
No, what she is, does not what, speak Spanish.
If you could have any job, Angelica, what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one right there.
Because I know, you're out there. What would it be? Any job, and it doesn't matter, like pay or any of that.
You know what seems really fun? Those people that get paid for, like, tasting food. Like, I don't know, like an ice cream taster. That seems so fun. You just, like, eat good food and get paid for it.
Here's the problem. Okay, I hate to tell you this.
What?
I know somebody named Kate Cook that went into that world.
And what happened?
Oh my gosh,
it's like, it's way less like, let's eat this food and it's great, you know? It's like a lab, you know, like in labs. Did you ever do labs like in high school and stuff? Where you're like, 1% of it is like dripping the dropper into the thing and it turns blue, and then 99% of it is like writing down
the other one is
just most minute things.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, like, the New Yorker interviews you. I actually listened to an insane, I read an insane interview with the person who's in charge of Taco Bell's, like, food creation.
Yeah, they have like a new Baja Blast pie, I've heard.
Yeah, so it's like, they're like, Taco Bell by far is like taking the craziest swings when it comes to just like food out there. And it's like, who are the minds behind some of the, like, the, you know, the Doritos Locos Taco and stuff? You know, like, who are the people?
Who are the minds?
And well, just like, how do you decide that that's going to be great? And then also, like, who would want to eat that? And then clearly a lot of people, so it's like, all right, great. So anyway, shout out to the New Yorker. Also, shout out to Hal, who you've met.
I've met Hal?
Yeah, Hal is my old friend.
When did I meet Hal?
I don't know, but I He was around like 2 years ago, and he would like come to some stuff.
Which one?
He was like my grad school friend.
Can I see?
We both read. I'm in a book club with him, and we read a book, and we had book club on Sunday.
Can I see the book?
The book was called Moral Ambition by Rutger Bregman. Girls, lock in. Nev, lock it. Yeah.
Nev, put the phone away.
That's now that they know that you've got that.
No, I'm keeping them entertained.
That's true.
They're so entertained. What do you mean? We're talking about rats. We're talking about Taco Bell.
Talking about rats
over there.
Taco Bell. We're basically talking about like what was it like in college? Rats. Taco Bell. Done.
Yeah.
End of statement. Gatorade.
I want to see.
You already saw.
That was the book was called Moral Ambition, which I would recommend. It was pretty good.
Can you give us the quick synopsis?
Well, okay, this is not an indictment of anybody in particular, but based the premise of the book is that most people are, like, wasting their lives.
Oh, that's pretty sad. Our listeners, you're not, though.
You're not. Everyone except for everyone in this room and everyone who's listening to the show. But it was more like, if you go, like, a lot of the best and the brightest who are graduating from these, like, top colleges go into, like, investments. Or not investment, but like go into like these fields that aren't exactly like addressing the huge needs of the world. And so again, no judgment on anybody who's doing that. And it's, I don't exactly agree with that premise, but it's like in terms of solving the world's great problems, it's not like inevitable that we eliminate hunger. It's not inevitable that like research gets done. So like if you are somebody who wants to make a giant impact, there are great places for you to go, and, like, how do you have that, ambition to solve the big problems? And it isn't just, like, the person who's inventing a cure for polio. There's, like, a million different places. Like, a big one is actually in teaching. And, like, we need more teachers. We need people thinking about teaching. We need people, like, and, like, if you're somebody who is, like, just thinking about the impact you want to make in the world, sometimes the default is just like, well, I'll just go find some like high-paying job and that'll be the impact I make, you know, or I'll donate money or whatever. But it's like, actually, no, you probably should just go into that field. Like, go, you know, we need great people at every place. So that's like the main takeaway.
Getting distracted.
I anticipated that coming because it was unscrewed. There's a screw down there somewhere. I'm gonna just go ahead and mute that while get that, and then it just screws into that like there. We had the microphone fall off. Here we go. Now you're back.
Yeah, exactly. Good thing we got one working microphone.
Yeah, the one that Lily's used, the one that Lily's like constantly talking into, that one's on, right?
Hey Nev, can you get some assistance, please?
Oh yeah, you gotta hold it.
Just hold it, and I'll screw it in.
There you go. So it was good. That was a very interesting. It was certainly a very interesting, discussion, because the discussion came down to, like, it is hard to read a book like that, and you just feel like no one's doing, like, you're not doing enough, you know? Like, oh, man, there's these, like, giant problems in the world, and, like, I'm not doing enough to, like, address them personally.
Perfect.
That's a difficult, that's, like, a really difficult take.
Hey, Nate, you're doing enough for the problems in the world.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, you're back on.
You're doing more than enough. You want to talk?
Thanks, guys.
Here.
Thank you. That was the point of this conversation.
Here.
And that was, like, the point of book club, is I was like, you know what, you guys?
You're an idiot.
I hope all you guys feel convicted by that book, because, like, I'm doing enough. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, what are you guys going to catch up?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
People, catch up to Nate.
That's right. Catch up to Nev.
Are you making as many people happy on a weekly basis? As Nate is.
As Nev is?
No. And Nev.
Nev. Nev is winning in the making people happy category, for sure. No.
Both of them.
Ginny.
All of you.
Oh, can Ginny take it off?
Oh, wait. It's time. Ginny, you can take off your eye patch.
It's
A lot of people had questions about that eye patch when we posted it.
Where are you going? You have to go somewhere special to do your reveal? Oh, careful. Wait. Your foot's stuck.
Yep. Yeah, I know. This studio is just so big.
She needs to put it in a trash.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right.
Lily knows what's up.
That's right.
Lily does know what's up.
Lily, what's been your deal lately? Anybody in your school?
How's preschool treating you?
I'm trying to get out.
You're getting out? Okay.
She's like, I'm out of here.
All right, cool. See you later. Just like go run around in WMFO.
Don't run away, though.
Don't run away.
Nev, what's going on with you? So when's this dog going home?
Today.
Oh!
But he's on a plane, right? And that's like a real...
The dog's on a plane?
Yeah, I just sent him off. I said, get out of here. Go find your owner.
Real question, can you do that?
Put a dog on a plane alone?
Like, just
no.
Because you can, you know, like... For kids, not
you
infants,
can put them with
you can be like, you can get them to security, and then you can have a person take them to the plane, and they're like an unaccompanied minor, but it's like a pretty controlled process.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a baby?
No. Like an older kid. Like
okay,
a,
yeah, I've done that.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like 10 years old or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been an unaccompanied minor.
Even imagine, like, I wouldn't do that with Ginny, who's 6.
Yeah, no.
But like,
I think it's like more like around like 10.
I was going to say, I flew alone, I think, for the first time when I was like 11.
Oh, it's off. Look at that.
Make sure you just come in here and cough. Okay. Okay,
right on me.
Just right in this room that has no ventilation is like the temperature of a petri dish.
An incubator.
An incubator. Nev, former scientist and rat killer.
Lily didn't see me in there.
Lily did not see you in there?
Yeah, no. I just...
Former... Where were you?
Nowhere.
No.
Nowhere? What do Nowhere. You mean?
Sorry, I'm just keeping an eye on the bus. I can't miss the bus.
I'm just out here keeping an eye on the bus.
I just gotta... I always gotta
keep an eye on the bus.
This dog is,
like,
dog
currently...
is bringing me so much.
It's, like, it's like mildly choking, and, like, the
Stop.
Clock is
Actually,
sticking.
Please, okay. please, please don't. That please. Day. That's because that's exactly what I'm worried about.
The dog's fine now.
The okay. dog...
Thank you.
The dog's, like, telling the rats, like, let's make a truce. Not up here.
Yeah.
You can get the rest maybe. Of the house, but just not here.
Maybe. Maybe. I hope
you
so.
You get the basement where the laundry is... And that's the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really hoping. I think he's just sleeping. Like, he's a very sleepy dog. I think he's just probably on his bed sleeping.
Update, he is. And no also,
what is that?
He's sleeping and he's
mouth
also
sticking out
not
his...
worried about a freaking thing. That's yeah. the best. Like, I always felt bad when we'd go to school and leave our dog Pepper at home.
Mm-hmm.
We would just be, and I'd come back and be like, hey, great, time to party. And I'm like, weren't you sad for 8 hours? And he's
yeah.
like, no.
Yeah, I was
like,
chilling.
This isn't me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Don't worry.
Okay.
The dog's chilling.
Okay, you're probably
dog's
right.
Chilling. Do you have a dog, Angelica?
I have a cat.
Yeah.
Oh,
whose
by
birthday?
The way,
happy birthday to my cat, Mango.
Oh, wait, is Mango listening?
Mango is not listening, but he's listening in his mind. He turned 2 today.
Happy
two?
Birthday, Mango.
I thought maybe that cat was older than 2.
No, he's a baby.
Wow.
Do you remember Angelica's birthday party for Mango last year?
No, because he wasn't invited.
I know, and I am not hurt by the things that happen. And I'm encouraged that there are things happening, and that's great. Any opportunity for people to get together and have a great time, I am pro.
Aww,
you know, in this world of isolation, I
this
am
is
pro.
This is my cat.
That's
also,
such a cute cat.
Also, heart cell to be like, hey,
is
oh,
he cute?
Wow, he's super cute. That's actually a super cute cat. That's super fluffy. Would
so
you guys,
fluffy.
Jenny and Lily, would you rather have a cat or a dog?
A dog.
Oh,
a divided household.
Flip opinions.
You are kind of.
So I'm hearing you gotta get a cat, one cat, and one dog.
This is 100% like asking? Their personalities is like. Jenny is like. I mean, look at that shirt. Like
yeah.
it's like Jenny is 100% a cat person.
But she just said dog.
She did just say dog.
Oh wait, really?
Yeah.
yeah one dog.
Oh, wait. I'm listening. When you guys talk,
she
I definitely
knows his
listen.
Daughters.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Out
look.
Here.
She keeps. She says she keeps asking and. And her
oh,
father
yeah, the
keeps
answer
saying
is
no.
I mean, that's, yeah, we
Why?
Have to.
Anyone have allergies?
No, I think we need to.
Big responsibility.
You guys need
that's
to get a little
girls, maybe when you get older
that's
and
exactly
you can help
she
take
exactly.
care
there it is.
Of the aunt, of the pet.
We actually have a pretty decent setup. We have a fenced backyard. We have all
oh,
that.
Oh, you're ready.
But like.
You're ready for a dog.
We need to, this dog is not like, it's not going to become, it's not going to be a Nev situation where it's like, actually the dog just is taken care of by me. It's like, we got to get you guys older.
Nev?
So that you. You gotta get a little bit more dust on
the
your
eyebrows.
I know you've got. She has my same eyebrows.
But she
no,
literally
she, like raising
she went,
them.
When she goes, Nav.
Funny.
Lily is funny.
She looks more like you, Nate. Lily
yeah,
looks
yeah,
more
yeah.
like you.
And
yeah,
Jenny's more like her mom.
Yep.
Like Molly.
Jenny
you
is
more like your
Jenny
mommy?
Is almost exactly like Molly.
Yeah.
She's kind of. We call her bud because she budded off Molly.
Aww.
Right.
Yeah.
Look opposite now.
What happened to
off.
The bear?
There you go.
I chewed him off.
So yeah, just so the listeners know, Jenny has a little teddy bear, and so Nev asked...
Georgia Tech bear.
No,
Georgia
wait.
Tech
bear. Nev asked about the bear, and Jenny said it's a Georgia Tech bear. And Nev said, well, how is it a Georgia Tech bear? Because it's just a little brown bear. And Jenny said, because it had a Georgia Tech shirt, but she took it off. And Nev was like, well, isn't the bear cold now? But
there it is.
For all you listeners, it's really cold in Somerville today.
I mean, for both of you, do you know that that's
sorry,
like the
sorry.
Number one thing children do? Like, we've got Barbies
yeah.
and dolls and everything,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
like, we got to get all these clothes out.
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
That's
it's
like
the first thing you
one.
Do. First thing
and
you
then
do,
it's impossible. Like, it's hard for me, because then they're like, we got to put the dress back on this doll.
You don't want the mic.
And it's like borderline impossible for an adult well, with like good
yeah.
dexterity to
it
get these things
that.
Back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we got to talk.
What
at
do you have to
with,
say?
At least with Georgia Tech Bear, it's like a shirt, and I think you can put it back. You can put it back on. Do you know where the shirt is?
Where's the Georgia Tech shirt?
You got to get that shirt back on because we're going. Shout out to Tara, also at Yellow Jacket. We got to get. We're going to the GTBC outside game this weekend.
Are you bringing the bear?
I think we are, but the bear's got to get its swag on. The bear's got to.
Guys, Bex is listening.
Bex,
hey!
Shout out Bex. Shout out Bex and Philly.
Philly, go Birds.
Bex, we miss you.
One last night.
We do miss you, Bex.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
We miss you as our star guest.
Add me to that radio group chat.
All right.
You want to get into that radio group chat? That's the real reason that you're here.
All right, Jenny, I got to go.
I mean, the radio group chat is pretty great.
I know. I know. Hey, listeners. Nev's got
to
go.
Nev's going to take the bus to a dog.
Yes, I am. I am going to take a bus to a dog.
I mean,
the dog.
We have like a whole other thing we're doing.
Oh, you gotta go to some appointments. It seems.
Well, we're also getting breakfast. And we're going to the doctor. But you can sit now. You can sit in that chair by yourself.
Not as good as Nev's lap.
No.
Seriously.
See you later, Nev. I'm assuming that the 15 text messages I'm getting right now. Okay, that's great. Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We're gonna be eating pretty soon here.
Today?
Yeah, we are, but you're just going to be sort of a witness to the doctor. That's the...
You're just going to hang out.
That's like a great spot for a kid to be in, is like when somebody else is in the hot seat, right? There's not going to be any shots. You're like not even on the docket. They're like not even going to know that you're there. It's going to be me and you sitting on the sidelines while they sort of evaluate
Jenny. Come sit.
And please... Jenny, you can sit there.
Come sit here. You're a big girl.
Either way, yeah. But that's like the whole thing. Should I ask you about what you were doing on Thursday?
No.
No?
Not on the radio.
You want to talk about that?
Not on the radio.
Oh, man. That would have been great.
Not
content.
At Bread. Not at my favorite place in the world.
There you go.
That's
what
for
about,
sure.
What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I visited my grandparents. Shout out my Graham and Gramps in Malden.
Oh, in Malden? You came up? You're near us. We live very close to Malden.
Yeah.
We live in North Medford. You know, you've been to my house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I babysat once. Remember?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You want to come to our house for Thanksgiving?
Oh, thanks, Nate. I don't know yet.
We're having like a big old whoever, like it's like neighbor. It's like a random assortment.
Is this
of people.
Like what you do for Easter?
It's like what we do for Easter, but it's like a random assortment of people. I'm frying turkeys.
Oh, you talked about that.
Yeah, we're gonna have a ton of food, and it's basically gonna.
So when you fry the turkey, does it get cooked through the inside fully?
Yeah.
You have to have it in there for a while.
So, no, actually, no. So, the nice thing about frying a turkey is you don't... Like, if you roast a turkey in the oven, it takes, like, hours.
Yeah.
You know? A fried turkey, like, the biggest turkey you can get into a pot might only take, like, 90 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the nice thing is it's not, like, fried chicken where it's, like, breaded. It basically just, like, seals in all the flavor. So you do, like, you know, like, I'll do, like, a little herb blend and stuff in there.
Nope, careful. It has wheels.
Yeah, then you put it in there. The biggest thing, and the reason why people get into trouble, is that if there's any part of it that's frozen, you put it in that hot liquid, it sublimates, and it goes from a solid to a gas and explodes. And then that liquid is, like, at 200 degrees or 300 degrees, something like that.
Yeah, so if you're planning to fry a turkey this Thanksgiving... Make sure it's fully unfrozen.
That's true.
Defrosted,
and I do it in my way backyard, which also, like, catty corner to our backyard is the fire station. So I do it literally in the corner of my yard closest to the fire station. And then I have, like, a bunch of fire retardant gear from my days at the plant. And I just, like, sit out back there in the morning. And it's, like, I, like, look forward to this day every year. Because there's something about just, like...
You can fry turkeys, not on Thanksgiving, too.
It takes a long time for the... You do it in, like, this burner, and it takes a long time for the oil to get hot, like, hours. And then... But it's, like, sitting around a campfire, basically. But you're just sitting there, and you're just, like... Like, my dad used to do it, and I'm used to sit around, and it's,
soon.
Like... It's great.
Just wait.
Yeah, we're
going
to abandon... We're going
to
abandon...
This is a note to Nate for next time you bring your daughter to the radio. You have to bring snacks.
This is, like... This is such a, like... This is such a, like, dad thing, where, like... I leave the house with, like, nothing, you know? All right, hey, you want to read this?
What?
This PSA?
Right, not
you
really.
You run along. All right, here you go.
I don't want
you
to.
You don't want to? Oh, no. The answer is no? Okay, great. Organ donation PSA. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each year waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from MatchingDonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, important stuff right there.
Are you an organ
donor? If you didn't know, no. But if
no?
you...
What?
But if you didn't know that you can live with one kidney, you can.
You can. I didn't know that it was an option.
I respect it, but it just freaks me out personally.
Oh. I didn't know that you weren't allowed to be an organ donor.
It's, like when it's I got, a choice. When You're I not forced my, to get your organs out.
My parents were basically like, you have to be an organ donor.
No.
Yeah.
And you can change that, Nate.
No, I'm leaving it. Okay. If I'm dead.
Okay, let's not talk about that in front of your daughters.
Some good organs, you know? That's,
yeah, I'm sure.
Where are they? Can you see them?
They're right there.
What are they doing?
They're just running around. They're just making a wrecking havoc in that room. Are those records in there?
Yes.
There's like 10,000 records in this room.
There's like a million records.
Does anybody touch those records?
Yeah, so if you like want to play, I mean, there's a turntable right here. If you want to play some records, that's the classic thing to do. You don't, okay, if you're going to be a part of the Fast and Loose group chat, you got to be ready for it to like explode.
No, it's okay. I'm only here once in a while. Once in a blue moon. A day off of school.
That's true. Also, here's another thing that happened.
What happened?
I switched.
What is this fake wedding ring, first of all?
What are you talking about, fake wedding ring? Number one, I am married. It's been 11 years.
No, I mean, it looks like one of those silicone ones.
It is.
Yeah, so where's the real one?
That's why I'm saying fake. Real one. Yeah.
Hello. That's why I'm saying it's fake.
The real one.
Where's your sister, Missy?
Jenny,
come over here.
Come in here.
Come over here.
I know.
So where's the real deal?
The real one is like made out of silver or whatever, but it's like I don't like the flexibility I like is this, because like I'm cooking and I'm moving stuff and whatever, and I don't like.
So when does the real one come out, for fancy events?
Basically never. Maybe if I'm officiating a wedding, I might put the real one on. But other than that, even then, there's many pictures of me officiating weddings and I'm not even wearing a wedding ring, so there's that.
Wow.
I'm a real, I don't like in general any rings, so there's
me
that.
Neither.
All right, yeah. We are going to probably wrap it up here.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
And thank you to Ginny and Lily. Any last things to say on the radio?
No.
Really?
No.
You sure? What if somebody's listening?
You want to say something?
No.
Do you want to say anything? You're just kind of staring at
Lily.
Me.
Lily.
No?
Lily!
Alright, it is time. You guys, I can tell.
Alrighty.
Thank you for abstaining, you know.
Thank you.
Fasting through this entire thing.
Okay, thank you, Medford. Going.
Thank you, Medford.
See you next time. Yes. Thanks for having me, Nate.
Thank you for coming up. I appreciate it. Did you take the bus?
No, I drove.
Oh! It's free parking, so there's that.
Free?
It's Veterans Day.
What did I pay for?
I tried to pay and it wouldn't let me, so.
No, the parking meter worked.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Wait, did you pay by, like, on your phone? Like,
no, my card. But on the parking meter.
Oh. I, like, tried to pay on the app and the app was like, it's not. No?
I should have done that. I usually use the app, but I didn't. That's okay.
Classic. All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Donation to the city of Summerville, because I really needed my $2, you know.
Hey, they got a new mayor now, and there's probably all kinds of stuff they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you've been listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been Nate, and this has been...
Angelica.
And do you guys want to say your names?
Jenny.
And?
You want to say your name?
You say your name into the microphone?
No.
And
Lily was also
Lily's,
here.
Lily was
She's
here.
Lily!
Yeah,
yep, there we go.
A lot of vibes from Lily. Thank you. A
lot of vibes.
All right. I'm going to put on. So obvious.
brings me back to you. I hope it brings me back to you.
It brings me